Come into his house, magnify his name and worship him. We have come into his house, magnify his name and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's stand to our feet. Oh, so forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself, concentrate on him. Oh, worship him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us lift up holy hands. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify his name and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify his name and worship him. So lift up holy hands, magnify his name and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship him, Jesus Christ. Why don't you shake somebody's hand as we sing this again? We have come into his house. We have come into his house, magnify his name and worship him. We have come into his house, magnify his name and worship him. We have come into his house, magnify his name and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. God bless you all. Remember again the announcements. February 17th, the Valentine's Banquet at 4 o'clock is the pictures, and then sign up by February 4th. Also bring a married couple with you if you want, and that would be $30 to pay for their part. And the same place as last year, Brother Dutch Scott ministering for us there, and also the one service on Sunday. Remember the Easter weekend meeting, March 29th, 31st. Brother Mike Oltick ministering for us Friday, and Brother Chris Long Saturday and Sunday. Then get to sing to Sister Tabitha for her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday to you. May you feel Jesus near every day of the year. Oh, happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday to you. And the best year you've ever had. Oh, happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday to you. May you feel Jesus near.
Let's remember the requests from this morning. I want to just mention again, Sister Janine said that Larissa Spears, we had prayed for, got a clear report, so no cancer, no chemo. Thank the Lord for touching her. And then continue to remember the family of Brother Alan, of Alan Shepherd, all those mourning for the loss of Alan, especially Nicole. Let's continue to keep her lifted up in prayer. And then Harrison, I mentioned this morning with COVID. Continue to touch Harrison. And then also, let's see here, one I read this morning. Brother Samuel Akimana, thank God for protecting my mother, and thank you so much, church, for praying for me. I was sick, and now I'm recovered, and thank God very much for the prayers of the church. It helped me so much. And thank you so much, church. I love you so much. Praise God. And then this one from Sister Christine. I thank God for protecting me from accident and my Samuel when he was sick. But now my son, is feeling good. I thank God for that. And I thank for your prayers, all brothers and sisters. Because of your prayers, I'm still alive. Thank you, Sister Milka and Sister Anna, for your love you show me and for taking care of me. And Sister Esther for the pizza. And love you all so much. All right. And then I want to read this one again. This was a text from Sister Johnny to me this morning. Ask the bride, lift up her arms to thank the Lord for taking the blinder off of Brother Dale's mind. And let us praise his name. Thank him for the mighty God we serve. All under the sound of my voice, thank him for manifesting healing for our shepherd, Brother Dale. And thank him for his goodness. So we'll do that again as we pray. And also remember Brother Isaac ministering for us and all the Ohio group whenever they go back. We'll give them traveling mercies. And all unspoken requests. Let's continue to hold our hands up as we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, again for another service this afternoon. We pray you bless up Brother Isaac ministry for us once again. And we hold up our pastor before you, Lord, and Sister Johnny made the request. Lord, we do it from the bottom of our heart. Lord, we thank you for his healing. Lord, we confess it, we believe it, and we agree upon it, and we accept it, Lord, by the blood of yourself, Lord, shedding your blood on Calvary for us, Lord, for our healing. By your stripes we are healed. We thank you for that healing you made for us. And we give you praise and honor for it this afternoon. And praise you, Lord, for all the other many praise reports we have lifted up to you today, Lord. You've done so much for us. We thank you for all your many blessings. And may we continue to keep our your praise on our lips, Lord, every day, Lord, as we go about our daily duties. Pray continue to touch little Harrison, Lord. Thank you for taking away the COVID from him. And all the other ones we've been praying for, all those with unspoken requests, once again, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you as you're seated.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This afternoon, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Oh, he wants you to let him know. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Dear Lord, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Yes, Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Oh, Lord, Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love. Why don't we just thank him? Say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we have so much to thank him for. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Once again, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Sister Rebecca gets ready to come up for their special. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Clap of praise this afternoon. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, that's why you baffled right there. Ooh. You got some tools over there too. You're working on some. You got some tools over there.
Want to thank the Lord. He's been so good to us all, I'm sure, in our own different ways. And we just want to lift up our voices and give him thanks for this new year and for all the years to come and all the years in the past. So gracious.
Lord, 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 you've surely been good to me. When I was sick, you surely been good to me. You healed my body when I was sick. You surely been good to me. You healed my body when I was sick. You surely been good to me. You have done what this world cannot do. You fill me with the Holy Ghost. You surely been good to me.
Praise the Lord. How many have decided to follow Jesus the rest of your life? There's no other place to go. He's the only one that has the words of eternal life. Amen. My neighbor doesn't. My friends don't. Amen. My mom and dad don't. Only he's got the words of eternal life. Amen. So we want to follow him. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Brother Boyer, do you want to help us take up our offering this evening? Praise the Lord. And we'll sing one more song, and with this song we'll have Brother Wade come.
Lord, we thank the opportunity to lift up our offerings unto thee and use them to the kingdom as you see the need, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
There are many needs out there, and we just ask you to bless the people. Continue to bless this family here, Lord, as we are one. Give travel's mercy to the family that's traveled to Ohio. Watch over and protect them. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, we appreciate all our visitors and appreciate each one. Amen. All the Ohio group that came. We really enjoyed the testimonies and enjoyed what God's been doing in your lives. Amen. So good to see Sister Tabitha's brother's smiling face. It's a miracle because, I mean, I remember that 2 years ago when you guys were down and you told us that you received a text message and said, my brother's on the flat line. And we were like, well, shouldn't you get home? But you know what? God took care of it. And he's here. It's right here with us. The man died at the table, and God raised him back up. That's a miracle right there. A walking miracle amongst us. So we just thank God for that. Praise the Lord. He's got something to praise the Lord about. Amen. So we just thank the Lord for that. Amen. Why don't we let's sing the song Paid in Full by the Blood of the Lamb. Did you have, you want to say something? Amen. Let's stand to our feet this afternoon. See. Key of F.
Paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. Free from sin, free to page where my sins were written down, paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. When justice calls for sin, no one worthy could be found among men, but the precious Son of God, with the cross and thorny crown, paid the debt by the blood of the Lamb. Paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. Sin free to live, now I am. And it reads on the page where my sins were written down, paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, how great was the debt that I owed, bound to pay for the seeds I had sown. But in Jesus my Lord, what great treasure I have found. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. Free from sin, free to live, now I am. And it reads on the page where my sins were written down, paid in full by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Sister Christine, did you want to sing? You had a special? Okay, come on. Sister Christine had a, I thought that she was part of the group that and she just decided not to sing, so I thought so. I'm sorry. Yeah. Y'all may be seated. Praise the Lord. We appreciate protecting our sister. The Lord protecting our sister.
Hallelujah. Yeah, ninamshukuru Mungu sana kwa kisi Mungu alinitendea kazi na juu naweza kunisaidia kutafsiri kidogo. Juu nafurahi sana kuwa hapa. Ninamshukuru Mungu sana kukuwa hapa.
I'm very grateful to God for being here today.
Juu Mungu alionyesha nguvu zake.
Because God showed his power.
Yesi tulifanya gisida, manake nilikuwa nasema Mungu nisaidie, ningae na kutumikia baba nisaidie.
I was praying, God help me so that I continue serving you.
Yeah, sasa nashukuru Mungu gisi nakuwa tena nyumba ya Bwana.
I'm very grateful that now I'm in the house of the Lord.
Yeah, ninashukuru sana gisi mlinisaidiana kwa kuniombea. Mungu awabariki sana.
I'm very grateful for your prayers and for all that you did for me.
Yeah, Mungu alinifanyia vitu vingi sana kutoka mtoto. Sasa ninamshukuru sana gisa naendelea kunilinda.
God has done so many things since I was a little girl and until today he's still taking care of me.
Yeah, alilinda watoto wangu na njoo mwana nawapenda sana juu niliwachunga mimi peke yangu sana.
He took care of all my children because yeah. I've been a single mother all my life.
Ya nashukuru sana, nafurahi sana, napenda Mungu na yeye ananipenda sana na njoo maana anaendelea kunilinda.
I'm very grateful and I love the Lord because I know he's continuing to take care of me and protect me.
Mungu awabariki sana.
God bless you. It's not easy to interpret. No.
Yeah. Na yumba nyumba yenyewe nasema Mungu asante sana. Sifu Bwana daima.
We are singing a song that says praise the Lord all the time.
Yeah. Amen. Sifu Bwana daima. Sifu Bwana daima. Sifu Bwana moyo wangu. Moyo wangu sifu Bwana daima.
Penda Bwana
daima.
Penda Bwana.
Penda Bwana.
Moyo wangu omba Bwana.
Wonderful, lovely. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord in every language, every tongue and nation. Amen. Everyone that has breath, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand to our feet. Thank you for that, Sister Christine. And we're going to have Brother Wade come. And let's just sing Open the Eyes of My Heart. Key of D.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Amen. God bless you. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Sister Christine, that was wonderful. Good job. We sure appreciate that. Amen. It was kind of rough trying to play in French, wasn't it? Yeah, they were struggling. We were watching them. They were... You ever played in French before, had you?
No, first time.
Okay, first time. Okay, all right. Well, you're practiced up now. You can do it. But give them guys a good hand. They did a good job. Filling in for Aaron. And I told Brother Richard, I said, we were watching you. And Aaron kind of covers the guitar because he's so big, you know. Richard's over there going, he got that foot, it's stomping. It ain't moving, it's stomping. So we can break into a little revival and keep you up here. But have your seats for a moment. We'll get Brother Franklin to come up and testify for us. Don't look surprised. We done talked about this.
Brother Wade, I'm shy.
Yeah. Listen, the last time I saw this guy, he was we were standing on the Lake Erie, and yeah, I think he had on a wife beater and shorts.
Yeah.
Okay. And
showing these muscles off.
That's all.
Yeah.
Tattoos.
Yeah.
Ink. But our brother has come a long way, and I wanted to give a little testimony about the saving grace of the Lord. And how he brought him to where he's at right now. So and remember, this is Sister Tabitha's younger brother.
No, younger.
Yeah.
I got all the grays. Yeah. Life is crazy. As some of you guys know, we grew up in a Roman Catholic church. I was an altar boy, went to Catholic school. I had a lot of questions that a priest couldn't answer. I went to high school and the public schools, and religion kind of went by the wayside. As I seen my sister give her life to the Lord, I couldn't understand. Too simple of a mind, I guess, to understand. Fast forward, they was on the way a year and a half ago. April would be 2 years, and I had a heart attack and died on the table. Two stents later. That didn't bring me to God. It didn't work. Right. What do you need? You know, I've been on the other side of the earth where a lot of the Bible is written in, and seen a lot of things, and that didn't bring me to God. Life was crazy. I'm going through relationship problems. I'm living with mom and dad, and I thought I was having another heart attack. At 2:30 in the morning, I feel this crushing pain on my chest again as I'm laying there. My parents aren't home. I'm there by myself. And I was just partying prior to this, going through decisions in my mind. Should I go do this because of it would be fun in the world, right? Yeah. Bad guy, good guy. Yeah. Just go to bed. Right. So I went to bed. Crushing pain in my chest. And it just came out of me. It came out of me. You believe in God.
That's right, bro.
Do you want to answer?
Yeah.
Do you want to answer? Tab, Isaac. Nobody's here. Yeah. What do I do? All right. They wake up. They see this. They call. And it's pretty easy. It's pretty easy, June. You repent. You accepted God, right? God called you. You finally heard him after all these years of
right.
of blocking it, right? We was right. deflecting it.
Amen.
And repent, be baptized, and receive the gift.
Yes. Right. Amen. Yeah.
Hey, that can't be too hard.
No. It was.
That's all I got to do. Yeah. Since August, I was baptized. And life was still in my way, and I was struggling to make a church because I wanted to live the world life. I still was trying to do things in my own power, trying to fix my problems in life. I came to the point where I can't miss church. I don't care if it's an 11-hour drive. The rest of my family's here. And I'm going to be with my family at church, and I'm going to continue praying that my children and the rest of my family are here with me at church. On, I'm on a new mission, and it's all out of love.
Amen.
And here we are. Thank you, Georgia, for the love.
That's it.
That's it.
It's not going to be an easy journey, but it is a journey.
And our brother's going to have a lot of tests, but like I said, he's... From the last time I saw him, he's come a long way. Let's stand to our feet. We'll have our brother come out and minister to us. And what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Well, repent. That's what the Bible says first. First thing to do, repent, and then be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. If we'll start doing that, we'll be a lot better off. Amen. And we just need to pray for him. He has some situations going on with family life, and always the devil's going to be there. So, you know, he's going to be the first one. He'll jab you with the closest he can jab you with first. Right? He will. First, the closest thing he knows to get to you, he'll jab you first. But you know what? Just take him and go on. Do just like Muhammad Ali used to say. Hey, old Muhammad Ali, Brother Jewel Forney, said, Muhammad Ali, he looked like he's about gone. He said, all he's doing is going, I'm going to whip you, boy. So it don't matter if you got the devil leaning all over you. Just look at him and say, I'm going to whip you, boy. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, we've already won anyway. So just give it to the Lord. Let the Lord have it. And it's good to see that. It's refreshing. That's a breath of fresh air and some good clean water that we've got. And we appreciate our brothers being available to let Brother Franklin come in. And like I said, him help some of the ones that's coming from the world. That sometimes detach themselves so much. Like he said, you know, like, you know, I start to talk to him about the Lord, and it's like, whoa, you know, you go into this turtle shell. That was just, this is your time. This is your place. And you know, if you ever need anything, you got a family praying for you. All right, anytime. Let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart again as our brother comes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Good to have Brother Aaron.
Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Franklin, you made that seem so easy. You just came running up here. Wow, okay. Let's open our Bibles to St. Luke, the 6th chapter. Thank you. That was awesome. St. Luke, the 6th chapter. We'll be reading in the verses 17, 18, and 19. We're there. Oh, you guys are quick. All right. I don't hear pages no more. Pretty quick. Let's see. Okay, so let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I ask, Father, again, here we are, the second service, Lord. And Lord, you knew I was nervous from the first one, and here I am at the second one. So I ask, Father, that you'll help us today. Move me out the way, Lord, and may it be a blessing to those around us, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So here in St. Luke, the 6th chapter, it says, in the 17th verse, it says, "And he came down with them and stood in the plain." Now, I was reading it in a different, I don't know if it was the NIV or something else, but it said that he came down and stood on a level ground. So he came and stood on level ground. And the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast and of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of all of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. So you may have your seats. So now that all the bitterness is gone, right? Now that all the bitterness is gone, let me go here. Today's topic. I didn't give you guys the last one, but today's now that you have virtue. Right now we're going through the statue ourselves, and we're on virtue right now. But it says here, and I don't have that much notes this time. Wait, somebody was telling me keep it to 15 minutes so we can get out of here. So I've been already warned. And if I don't do that, I get fed to the pit bulls next door. I heard the dogs barking next door. So you know who said that, right? Yeah. T? Brother Terrence? Yeah, Brother Terrence. I'm going to feed you them pit bulls, boy. They call me boy down here. I don't know what that means, but anyway. So yeah, I just found that interesting that he came and stood on level ground. So, you know, level ground, faith, the new birth, right? You got a good foundation. He came and stood on level ground. And once he was on level ground, he was able to accomplish something. And, you know, for us, that's what the Lord's trying to bring us to, up through the statue of a perfect man, because there's something he wants to accomplish through us. You know, we know that Jesus said he was the first fruits, right? Well, guess what? You could get to become first fruits too. So, you know, that's what we're working towards now. We're trying to get all the bitterness and malice and everything that troubles us out of our lives. And that way we can have love one for another. We can move forward and help those around us, you know. Like I said, I believe that the statue of a perfect man is not so much for you.
even though it's your challenge, but it's for others. You know what I mean? And there's a work to be done, and it's a short work because you see the day we're living in. You know, not to mention Brother Wade done preached 1977, so that puts us at 2026, and that's right around the corner. So something's going to happen. Trump's going to mess it all up, right? Even though we all want Trump in. He's just a fun kind of guy, I guess. I don't know. He just says funny things. Little Rocket Man. I thought that was funny. Brother Aaron, Little Rocket Man. But Jesus came and stood on level ground, and you see that he went to work there. So it says the major benefits. I was going to preach a different sermon. There it is. Let me go. I was going to preach a different sermon on salt, the salt of the earth, but I didn't get to it. But I do touch it here a little bit. But I just find it interesting that there are a lot of people that are dehydrated. Think about that. You understand what I'm saying right now? Dehydrated. And so you can't hold water. When you dehydrate, it's hard to hold water. You must have some salt. You know what I'm saying? And so there's going to be people around you, right, that's going to draw virtue. I noticed one of the first things when I came to the new birth, I started noticing there was people around me that were trying to draw something. You got to get it for yourself, obviously. But when you come to the new birth, there's just a glow about you, right? It's newness. It's like meeting your girlfriend for the first time. And everything's glowing and everything. And you ain't sleeping on the couch yet and all that. But, you know, it's a situation where you can't do nothing wrong, boy. But I remember one time, here I go off my notes. But I remember one time we had just started dating. And my wife received this huge bouquet at the house. And I'm not romantic. My dad didn't teach me to be romantic. We messed up there. But so she got this huge bouquet of flowers. And I came over to the house. And she was like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, I ain't give you those. Where you get those from? It was her last boyfriend, right, hon? Your last? So I'm like, man, my goodness. I said, well, we get to share them together. I started smelling them. What? Yeah, I'm going to get back to my notes here. But, yeah, so, well, you know, the salt of the earth. But, I got one. I put one in, yep. And I told Brother Wade to remind me to put a prayer cloth in here. But, because you get, you know, sometimes you forget and you're all over the place, but... But anyway, so, you know, it's a situation where, you know, you got to, now that the Lord's brought you to a place where you got all these things out of your life, he can use you. You could be a vessel. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of work, right? There's a lot of work. Our family members, Franklin just came up here and spoke. I remember talking to him through the years and his sister living the perfect Christian life, right? You come over, you see her, and she's just been, you know, but it just wasn't there, you know, and just be salty. Never give up. Never give up. Don't give up. Never too late. Never too late. So, you know, if there's someone that you're praying for or someone's on your heart or things of that nature, just keep in there. Keep in there. I'm thinking about Rahab right now. It's not in my notes, but, you know, Rahab was able to convince her family to come into a home where she did her thing. Understand that. Think about that. Her father come into her home where she did her place of business. And she was able to convince them. Right? Now, the Bible says that she redeemed her father. The Bible says that she brought honor to her father. So, you know, it's a situation where, you know, it doesn't matter what it may look like, the circumstances. You know, the time will come, God's appointed time, and that's what happened with Franklin. But here it says here, unity in the body. Therefore, I, a prisoner in the Lord, exhort you to walk worthy of the calling that which were you were called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, being diligent to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, one body, one Spirit, just as you were called into one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Ain't that beautiful? And I know that's been said many a times, but just, you know, it's, you, that doesn't never get old. Because it doesn't matter what the conditions is, what it looks like now, God is still God, and he's in all, through all, above all, he's everywhere. So he's in charge. And we just keep pressing forward, and you know, like myself, I got a picture of my family that sits above the fireplace there at my house. And every morning, me and my wife will drink coffee before I go to work, and I'm constantly praying for each one. The family's growing, and each one's coming in, and it's just like, you know what, my dad, you know, my dad claimed his ground. Right? We were my dad's ground, right? We come from my dad. And so now I'm claiming my ground. And you claim your ground, right? Claim your co-workers. Claim the ones that give you water, you know, the ones that are good to you, your boss that's good to you, you know, because it's getting late. It's late. We're burning midnight oil right now. I preached a sermon one time about the trimming your lamps. And it's beautiful when you look at the oil lamp. You know, you see that oil lamp like this, and then it's got the oil at the bottom of it. Then it's got the wick in it, and then it's got the flame, you know. And when you look at that, it's like that oil defies gravity. Think about that. That oil has to defy gravity. You know, it's drawn upward, right? We got to defy gravity, folks. You understand what I'm saying? We got to get that flame lit. Right? We got to get that flame lit. So, you know, when you look at that oil lamp, that's what I seen right there. May I defy gravity. You know, and I was telling Brother Wade, I said, you know, a lot of times when I was younger, I always thought about taking the body change. I said, man, that's going to be hard. You got to defy gravity. You know, that's like the hard part. But that's actually the easy part, folks. Think about it. This is the hard part. This right here is the hard part where your coworker, somebody cut you off, right? Right. So, you know, it's a situation where, you know, the easy part is when, and I was telling Brother Wade, think how easy it's going to be when your loved ones start coming walking in here, Brother Ray and all these brothers that come walking in. I don't know all of them. My dad knows, and that's his job. But all the other brothers, they come walking in, right? Now, wait a minute. You was in the grave, and you in here now. So any doubt you had about taking a body change in about 30 days, you're going to be out of here. That's right. So don't focus on the body change so much. Focus here. And you've had 100 and how many sermons? 120 some sermons. They ain't got no excuse here. So, you know, and I ain't got no excuse either because I'm tired with y'all. So, all right. So it says here, I want to show y'all something real quick. I did a little study on the butterflies. I preached a message on the butterfly there at church. And how many of y'all like butterflies? Amen. Go ahead, Louise. You can raise your hand. All right. Okay. You ain't that tough. All right. All right. But I like butterflies too. But, you know, it's a situation where, you know, you got a butterfly here. So the butterfly, just that first butterfly right there, that's God. Okay? That's God. And so when you're born, you're that egg. You came from God, right? Now, you got some instars that happen here. And during these instars, okay, all that caterpillar does is eat. Munch, 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 munch. That's all it does is eat. Think about that. That's right, right? We got to eat, folks. Keep eating, right? And you keep growing, you keep shedding. It keeps shedding, it keeps growing. And then finally, it gets to a place where it goes into the chrysalis here. You see the chrysalis? Now, I was telling Brother Wade, I don't know about you, because I always wondered, they always said Brother Branham came to adoption, right? You've heard that term, he's come to adoption. It confused me at first because I'm like, well, adoption, that's the body change. Well, there's layers of it. We know that, right? Well, if you look at that chrysalis, you see the clear chrysalis? You see the wings in there? That's where Brother Branham wound up, right there. You see that? But when the dead in Christ rise, he going to flap. He going to fly. You see what I'm saying? So now I understood it. I understood it while I was studying. Oh, that's what happened to Brother Branham. He got his wings. He came to adoption. But there'll come a time he'll fly. And when he flies, I hope he'd be nice. He'll come over here, right? Visit y'all for a little bit. And then come up our way. I said, up our way. Christian, I done messed up a couple times. He's probably over there laughing. He's got me a couple times, but that's okay. But, you know, you come to a place where you're coming up the stature of a perfect man. And like I've always, like I believe, it's not so much for you. Even though you have to achieve it, it's for others. Right? So guess what? You're a steward. You know what a steward is? Somebody that manages something that don't belong to them. Right? So, you know, I think of it this way. When I was a deacon in the other church there, one night, all the ministers were gone. So they were like, hey, come here. I'm like, yeah, we need y'all to speak to the youth. I'm like, what? That was my first time ever speaking. So I was like nervous. So I went home, started studying. I came up with stewardship. But, you know, it's a situation where I was able to talk to the youth there. And I told them, it's, you know, David was given sheep, but it wasn't his sheep. It was his father's sheep. So he was a steward of his father's sheep. And because he did right, the Lord gave him a nation. But it still wasn't his nation. It was God's people, you know. So, it, you know, no matter how you cut it, you slice it, you know, your children don't belong to you. You know, my wife don't belong to me. You know, you understand what I'm saying? My own body, my own self, I don't belong. You understand? So I'm just a manager of it, and we got to do right by it. So, you know, I'll go ahead and give this this testimony about the virtue and things like that. So what happened was for me one day October 2nd of 2015, I went to service on a Friday. I was at the bottom barrel looking up at life. Things were pretty bad for me. And we were in the midst of a divorce, me and my wife. And I said, you know what, I'm going to go back to church, you know. Let me try church. So I went back, and the pastor was there. Or not the pastor, but a minister was in town preaching. What was his name, huh? Bill Yance? Yeah, Brother Bill Yance. Anybody know Brother Bill Yance? Wow, Bill Yance. Yeah, he's special to me. He's aggressive. But anyway, so he was preaching. He was talking about the man at the Pool of Bethesda and how he laid in that condition for 38 years. And I always thought, I had a motorcycle at the time. I used to ride a lot of motorcycles and stuff like that. And I was one of them crazy guys on the highway when I'm going 130 miles an hour. But, you know, I always thought I was going to die at 38. My serial number was 38 at the end. I just, you know, my life was in shambles and stuff like that. But anyway, so he come to town, he started preaching. He's talking about the man at the Pool of Bethesda, and he's like, man, you know, that man laid in that position, in that condition for 38 years. And when he said that, there was something moving. It started stirring. I became that man. I became them scriptures. And I'll tell you what, man, right there at my seat, I met the Shekinah glory. Fell down on my face. My Bible's ruined. I got so much spit and tears and all kinds of stuff. It burnt a hole in that chapter right there. But Brother Wade, you got a new Bible? I said, yeah, that other one was beat up. But and then I wanted to get one to where I don't have the things. I can't cheat no more. You know what I mean? I gotta try to find it, you know, because, you know, we're up here now, so I gotta try to do more, do better. Right? We always gotta try to do better. So but anyway, the testimony was after that had happened, I went home and I said, hon, I said, you know, when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, do you share it with anybody? And would you say, hon, just live the life? Don't say nothing, just live the life. That's what she said. She always, man, she always, wisdom. She always helped me out. But anyway, so I said, okay, hon. So about 2 weeks later, mind you, in the past, I was very involved in sports. I like to stay active, played a lot of sports. I went to all the games, Browns games, Cavs games. I was always at games and stuff like that. And I always wanted to meet a player, get an autograph, make eye contact, let them hug me, you know, stuff like that, you know. Now I know what they feel like now when I hug Michael. When I hug Michael, it's like hugging LeBron, you know. So it's like, oh, that's how big they are, all right. So, you know, I always wanted to, you know, meet somebody or something like that. But, you know, it's a situation where about 2 weeks later, after all of this, I gave up all my season tickets. I gave up sport. I turned the Apple Card over. We got rid of all our TVs. I stopped watching sports. we just focused. We barreled down. We really did. And what was I going to say? I was at Franklin's house. That's what I was going to say. We gave him up in 2015. And in 2016, the Cavs won the championship. We were laughing. We're like, that's how it works, you know. But so where am I going? Oh, so about 2 weeks later, I walked into a Five Guys. And as I was walking up, I looked in the mirror, the windows, and there was this big black guy. He was a big boy. And he kept staring at me. So I'm like, oh, I ain't getting shoved in no garbage can again. So I just walked in. I walked in like this. And I'm walking past him, and this big old Mick grabbed me. He grabbed me. He snatched me out the aisle and pulled me this close. Like I was this close face to face with him. He was sitting down, still taller than me. And I'm standing up looking at him. But he was like, where you going, little fella? I said, I'm going to order me a burger. And he was like, well, you look like you're going to take over the world. Let's talk for a minute. And so the first thing come to my mind was my wife said, just live it. And I'm like, but I want to talk to somebody about it. So I said, let's go to John. We turned over. I didn't have my Bible, obviously. I had my phone. So we turned over to John chapter 5. Pool of Bethesda. And so I started telling them about my testimony and all the things and everything we had been through and stuff like that. And I guess apparently he was talking to everybody else in there. This man was talking to everybody else in there, so they were all watching us. Well, we're both crying. We're talking about the word. We're both crying. And he stood up at one point. He says, you guys are all my cousins. They must have said cousin or something. He said, but this man here is my brother. And so we're just talking about the Lord. And he says, you know, I never eat this food. I'm on a strict diet, but I just wanted to break away and get me a burger from Five Guys. He says, this was a divine intervention. He said, keep me in prayer because I'm looking for a wife. I want the right wife. I want to be married. I want the right wife. So we prayed there together, and he left. And I went up to the counter, and they were like, did you know that guy? And I'm like, nah, he just snatched me out the air. I was like one of them flies, and he me ugly me. But he snatched it, and they were like, well, you know, he plays for the Browns. And I'm like, oh, really? And I was like shocked, and I ordered my food. I walked out of it, but I started thinking, like, all these years, I wanted to meet one of them. But the Lord, he had it to where you're going to meet one, and you're going to give him a message from me. So, yeah, that was nice. I'll never forget that, though. Anybody ever have an experience to where the Lord put you in a place to talk to someone, and it was just something good come out of it? Yeah, yes, amen, amen. So here it says in Genesis 1:28. It says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. In Genesis 2:15, it says, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, profitable growth, increase, good stewardship. Let's understand the definition of stewardship. It says here, stewardship is the office or duties or obligations of a steward, the conducting, supervising, or managing of something, especially the careful and responsible management of something entrusted to one's care. So basically managing something that isn't yours. Remember, everything belongs to God. Everything in your possession belongs to God. You came into this world with nothing, and you'll leave out this world with nothing. Even in the body change, I put here, you won't be taking your Timberlands. all of us one day will stand in judgment and give account of what we did with ourselves. You know, so that's why earlier I was talking about, you know, having bitterness and things like that. Those things have to be gone. We got to shed those things. We got to get rid of those things. And sometimes it's going to cause you to be in humility, right? Because you're going to feel like, well, I ain't the one at fault. Right. But you know what? Jesus wasn't at fault. Right. In fact, he didn't even say nothing. I mean, this man that thought he had power was looking at the man who gave him the power. And, he said, what do you got to say for yourself? He had nothing to say because he was thinking about you. You know, he was looking past the crowds, and he was looking into this dimension, looking at this church right now. All these people sitting here. Amen. It says, I've never believed that in heaven was a place where there's a bunch of buildings. There's a bunch of houses up there. They're made with mortar. dubbed with paper, paint on the wall. I've never believed that supernatural being would have to live in a literal house. I believe when Jesus spoke in John 14, he said, "In my Father's house is many mansions." He meant a body, a dwelling place. For the scriptures verify the same thing. It says, "If this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, I will have one already waiting." You see, mortal beings is the only one who lives in mortal habitations. Immortal beings live in immortal habitations. Then the place that we'll go into until we return back is not a place of brick, mortar, and clay and precious stones or jewels. It's a place of condition. Right? It's a place of condition. We have to condition ourselves now. Right? Because Dad, I think Dad mentioned it earlier, but we have to do here to match there. Right? I remember Jesus praying in John, I think it was John 17, he's saying, as it is in heaven, so as it is here, let it also be also in heaven. You know what I mean? So there's a matching that needs to go on. So it says in here in Romans 8:23, not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. And that's what I believe, Brother Wade, you're coming up through now and stuff like that. So that's great. I have to get in my studies and learn more myself. I don't know half the stuff, Brother Wade, no, but you know what? It don't matter. I'm gonna get the same reward. Right? Yeah, you that first hour, I'm the 11th. But I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna be right next to you. So, amen. So, but you know what? That's all I got today. I don't have that much today. And I just keep us in prayer there in Lorraine and working there. I understand now what Brother Branham said about being the ox of the team and bringing things back into sweetness and stuff like that. And the ox is a burden bearer and things like that. And just keep us all in prayer. And, you know, we're all overworked right now. We got many hats. All of us have many hats right now. I'm sure when you guys started, did a lot of people had the same, like, many hats? Yeah. Then you get to spread it out a little bit. So it's a little much, but we're going to get through it. I'm waiting on some good brothers to come on in. And we just made Franklin an usher recently. I'm praying on a deacon right now, but Franklin's our usher right now. And he likes to take coats. Where'd you learn that, from the South? Because up north, it's like, man, hang your old coat up. No, but he's, well, who was born in the South? Franklin was, wasn't he? Alabama. Franklin was, your dad was in the Army. You was born in Alabama. Okay, you got it in you. Alabama considered the South or not? All right. Well, Brother Wade, I, if you don't mind, come sing a song. Okay, I wanted to sing a song, but I didn't know if it was good enough. But my favorite song is Down From His Glory. So come on up, huh? Yep. Franklin, would you like to sing?
From back here, yes.
Okay. How about Melissa? Melissa, would you like to come up? Yes, amen. No, Melissa. No. Just remember, folks, I was talking to a couple brothers and sisters a little earlier. If you had that nudge, like if there's something that needs to be made right with somebody and you feel that nudge, remember, Satan's always going to look to keep the vision. Right? If you feel that little unction or that little nudge, God's in the business of reconciliation. So if you feel that, move on that. He'll be with you. And if you're rejected, he was rejected. Right? So, down from his glory. Do they got the words? Who's back? Brother Anderson? Brother Anderson, can you please put the words up? Down from his glory. I don't know if I said it or not. Oh, thank you. This is a good start. You know? 188, brother. We got it up there. Okay. down from his glory, ever living story, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger to his own a stranger, a man of sorrows, tears, and agony. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my bringing us redemption, that in the dead of night, not one faith, hope inside. God gracious, tender, laid aside his splendor, save my soul. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my all in all, the great creator. Without reluctance, flesh and blood, his substance, he took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice of Calvary. And now I know thou art the great I am. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my all in all, the great creator became my savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him. Yes, amen. No, I wanted to say, I wanted to say this real quick, too. We was at Poppy's house last night. We got to go see him and pay some respects. We call it paying respects. But when we was over there, out of all the stuff he had a lot of guns and just all kinds of stuff. And out of everything he had in his closet, he had a whole bunch of old cassette tapes. And when we looked at that, we seen gold. So we was trying to figure out a way to get up underneath the house and cut a hole and then snatch it. So basically what I'm trying to say is, you know, we cherish the ministry here. We really do. And we're so thankful that, that Pops, he was able to get on it. So what he didn't tell you was he's not really did you tell him you're not too savvy with the internet and all that? Okay. But he went out and got an old Xbox. My dad ain't never been with Xboxes or PlayStation. He's totally against it. But he went out and got one because that's his way to get on YouTube. And that's how he found you guys here. So, how you doing, Bella? Good. I don't think I got to shake your hand. But yeah, so it's a situation where, we're just grateful for that. Brother Samuel's been such a blessing in our lives. A great blessing. So, I like to leave it with that, Brother Wade. I think that's good. So, what I do, call you up now? The musician's already up here, so. All right.
He asked me after first service, he said, how'd I do? I said, worst sermon I ever
heard. Yeah, he did.
I said, that's pretty good. That's what Dr. Davis said about Brother Branham, okay? So he got his start that way. Why can't he get his start that way? You know, you cry at funerals. You make people cry at weddings. You make people, Brother Branham said, I made them cry. You didn't even make them cry. Let's give him another good hand. You know, sometimes we forget, Brother John, that when we started that journey, it was a tender time where everything was important. And I'm not saying it's not important, but when we walked into that, into Dad's hunting closet, which is huge, and I just forgot they were there. And there's a stack. Sure enough, they's probably from 1996 to 2000 cassette tapes. So there's a stack this big sitting on the floor. And I just walked around them, you know, for all the time of getting stuff for Dad or him getting stuff. I didn't forget he stored them in there. But I knew that it meant something to them when they were like, you know, I'm looking at the hunting stuff. I'd be looking at the hunting stuff. They're going, what's that? I said, what's that? Rich said, what's that? I said, this cassette tape. And they're like, what's underneath this floor? I said, the garage. They said, drill a hole up through the... I told Mom last night after when we left, I said, Mom, if you hear something sound like... I said, they're going to be downstairs stealing them tapes, but that meant something to them. Like with us, it was just something we walked by. Come on, somebody. It's like something we walked by. Didn't even look at it. Didn't even notice it. But it meant a lot to them. This ministry means a lot to people. You know, we laugh about it, about people, you know, sleeping and stuff here. But God's word will never return void. It will accomplish, as you heard Brother Keith Reed stand right here. He's going to Africa and preach now. And there, he's preaching away, and he listens to some of Dad's old tapes and then now, or old sermons. And so he goes over there, and he's preaching on a subject. And two or three ministers walk up to him and say, we know where you got that from. He said, why? He said, we got Brother Dale's tapes over here. Africa. So it won't return void. It'll accomplish exactly what it said it would accomplish. Amen. And like Brother Keith Reed always said, he told Brother Dale, he said, Brother Dale, you're not always preaching just right here. He said, you're preaching to the world. Right. Same way with all of us, too, like Brother Isaac was saying. I mean, and that's true. That's really not for us. Right. Did you understand what he meant? It was for others to see that in us. That I see it in myself is really selfish. It's something I see. No, but if somebody will see it in me, yeah. as Brother Franklin, you know, last time I saw him, you know, he's tatted up and T-shirt on and shorts on, and I'm like, man, where'd they get that guy at? I did offer you to be baptized, though. I did, and you almost did. But it wasn't his time. This is his time. Amen. So just remember each other in prayer. Lord bless you. Brother Luis, where you at? You speaking Wednesday. Okay. Brother Luis will be speaking for us Wednesday night. We'll have our regular service next Sunday. And then we'll have the Valentine's banquet downstairs. Make sure that you register. Okay? If you're coming to the banquet, make sure you register. It's got to be for couples. But bring somebody with you. It's $30 for the extra couple that you want to bring with you. And we love you with the love of the Lord. We thank you for everything. We want to pray over a prayer cloth, this prayer cloth. Brother Terrence and them are going to sell some land tomorrow. I think that's what it is, right? And we're going to pray over that. And what was that? Lost my thought. Oh, just make sure you sign up downstairs. That way we can see how many people we got. So the caterer can... Married couples only. Yes, married couples only. Yeah, not couples. Married couples only. Because it is Valentine's, and we try to keep it, you know, keep it just for the married couples. So well, let's remember that, and then we're going to pray over this, and then we'll be dismissed. Thank you all yesterday for coming, the ones that came to the came to our birthday. Sister Tabitha, she was, her today was hers. Mine was Friday, so yesterday we kind of got in the middle and celebrated, and we sure appreciate y'all coming. Appreciate the gifts. I know y'all were giving me those in that pink bag, but she got them for some silly reason. I mean, she ain't big old pink bags, and she got every one of them. But thank you all for bringing gifts for her and making her feel at home too, and making her feel old and special. She's 46, I'm 64, so we're a mirror image of each other. So. Just remember us all in prayer. But like I said again, thank you for all the cards and the letters and the gift cards and Brother Ryan and Sister Gabby. I know you didn't cook that. Sister Gabby for cooking my birthday sheet cake. So I appreciate that. And Ryan did? Did you make that? Man. You made that whole thing? Well, it says Gabby on the pan. Okay. So, brother, thank you, brother. I'm sorry. Bless your heart. It was good. We all enjoyed it. We appreciate it. But thanks to all the gifts, and got one from Sister Bella. I just put it on, so we appreciate that. And brother, what's his name? Oh, Brother Ben. There's a story behind that. But anyway, but good to... good to have them back. Good to have Aaron. Good to have y'all back. It really is good to. I know it's been a hard weekend for the Roberts family. So we just want to cover Sister Nicole with our prayers. She usually goes home and she stays with the mom. I didn't know this. Richard told us last night. Just for a story, just for a minute. It's only 3:20. So Nicole kind of stayed with their mom during the week, but then she'd go back home on the weekend and she'd be with her husband. Well, now she's got to go home. She went home this weekend and he wasn't there. So we don't know. Well, you know, we don't know. But the Lord has it. Listen. Lord does not make mistakes. His timing's perfect. He's never had an oops moment. He's always on time. And if you'll lay it in his hand, he'll never make a mistake. So we just want to lay Sister Nicole in his hand. Because God knew what he was doing. All right? With the passing of Alan, it's... Young man, we're all one breath away. Every one of you right here, right? Right, Brother Franklin? We're 1 minute. He was playing with his daughter out in the yard, up and down a hill, kind of getting a little winded. All of a sudden, first thing he realized, he heard beep, 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 beep. They were putting stents in his heart, and he had a heart attack. So, and then left us and came back. Don't be a third time's charm. All right? Well, the third time will be a charm, but it's going to be going up that way. We're going to be all getting out of here, okay? But I appreciate your family. Love your mom and dad. We're praying for them because they're having a hard time too. And we see that you two are now, you know, you're going to be a double light for them, for the mom and dad. But we sure appreciate their parents. They're really just a hoot to be around. But we'll try to get them down here. Maybe y'all both can wrangle them up. But pray for Brother Isaac and Sister Tabitha and Brother Richard. They're leaving tomorrow about 2 o'clock to fly back home Brother Elisha and Sister Melissa are leaving tomorrow morning early. Okay, tomorrow morning early. And Brother Franklin, he's going to leave sometime. But you're welcome to stay for a little while if you need to. You're good. You're good down here. But we sure appreciate him. Appreciate all of you coming. Appreciate the word of the Lord. Amen. Appreciate God bringing something that he can tell you his life. And then it emanating all of us to where we can say, yeah, that happened to us. Amen. Or, yeah, something like that happened and God brought us through every bit of it. Every one of us, God brought us through something.
Right.
Amen. You love the Lord?
Yes.
Let's sing Ain't God Good. Can we sing Ain't God Good? Okay, you think so? Okay, let's try it. I know Sister Johnny's singing, she's here. Let's sing Ain't God Good, and then we'll be dismissed. Tell Brother how much you enjoyed the message, and then we love them all with the love of the Lord, and see you soon. Ain't God good to give us so many blessings undeserving? That's what we are. We are to thank.
Tomorrow, ain't God good?
He loved you. He appreciates you. He died for you. His stripes healed you. His word will bring you up the stature of perfect man.
I will praise the
tomorrow. No matter what tomorrow brings, we'll praise the Lord. That alarm goes off in the morning, praise Him again. When the alarm goes off the next morning, we'll praise Him again. He's made to be worshipped. We were made to worship. Right? He was there to be worshipped. He loved worship, and He made a group of people that will worship Him. You love the Lord? Feels like just a big family reunion today. We just had all everybody from Ohio with us, and well, almost everybody, and I'm sure miss Brother Christian and sister Crystal and the kids, and we sure appreciate them, and we're going to try to get up and see them and get them back down here. So let's just keep them in prayer. They're new, they're young, and they got a young group, and they've got a young work. So we will pray that the Lord will give our brother wisdom. And we talk about once every two or three times a week and Marco Polo each other during work time. So, but we need that support. You know, if a sheep gets cut out of the herd, the wolf usually gets them. But if you keep all of them tight and keep everybody tight together, that's why we believe in coming to church. That's why we believe in having prayer groups, and we believe in having Bible study, and we believe in bringing people together and doing things for the work of the Lord. And we appreciate all of you. Thank you again for this whole weekend. We appreciate you. Brother Luis will be speaking for us Wednesday night. Let's sing this one more time as we're dismissed. Just go with the Lord. Thank you for musicians playing for us. Sing it to him.
No matter.
Tomorrow brings or what?